Good afternoon. Welcome to this episode of Under the Helmet Podcast. Well, we have the start of the preseason, and with that, we have the defending APDFL champs, the City Kings, on the road to wanting to repeat. With us, we have Dwayne Fleming and Maya Sobral. Good evening, Maya. Dwayne, how y'all doing?
Hey, man. I'm doing good. Maya, to you,
as a longtime member of the Kings, and you've been there for a very long time, what was this past season like? How did it differ for you?
Man, to be honest, this past season was a lot like the season after the year we lost the championship. We had a lot less guys than we had the year before. But we still had the nucleus of our team. And, man, we did something that we knew we had to do. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Dwayne, since last we talked and the Kings have the title, what was the first few weeks of the offseason like for you?
After the title?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Since I was left off for the it was good. You know, I was happy that we won a championship, but I feel like I got a lot to prove. So I kind of hit the ground running, like working out, you know, getting my body in the best shape, you know, preparing for this season so we could run it back, honestly.
Now, Maya, to you, as somebody who has had to practice with Coach Washington and he's known for his tough practices, what were those post-championship practices like? Are they still as intense?
Well, post-championship now, I mean, practices are a little bit more intense. I'm noticing, you know, Coach Washington, he turned it up a notch. He is not accepting what we did last year as, you know, like the standard. He wants better. And we, you know, I expect us to do better this year, way better than we did last year, honestly.
Dwayne, for you, as somebody who's played for a few teams, explain how the practices for Coach Washington differ than most.
I mean, I only played for the Jaguars, really. I was there with the Lightning, but I wasn't there very long, so I could only go off of the Jaguars, the Kings. I could say these practices with the Kings are a lot more intense now after the championship because, like Maya said, we not going off of last season. We trying to up it, take it to another level, and repeat winning another championship in a commanding way.
Now, Maya, also with championship comes recruiting. The Kings will probably be debuting some new players from a team that had 26 until probably a lot more now. What does that do to the dynamic of the team?
Man, it makes things a whole lot more comfortable for our vets and our guys who, you know, our starters. You know, like, it makes things a whole lot more comfortable. You know, we could give it our all and know that we got somebody else who could give us a play. We could take a play off here and there. We could stay healthy throughout the whole season. We don't have to go hard at 80%, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could be 100% at all times. And we've gotten a good bit of guys, man, who done came over now. You know, recruiting been popping since we got Tony over and the championship and stuff, man. It's looking good. It's a great day to be a King.
Nice.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Dwayne, same question to you. What do you think the new talent will do as far as trying to improve your chances of repeating?
Oh, man, they helped us a lot. I mean, the new guys that's coming in, they helped a lot. I mean, like Maya said, it takes a lot of stress off of the veteran players. You know, we was kind of going both ways, playing out of position, you know, basically making it happen. With the new guys coming over, we kind of alleviate that. We have fresh legs now. So I feel we're going to pose more of a threat now with more bodies than we did with 26 bodies.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about this Saturday's game and an announcement. that I was just handed. You are listening to the Unearned Helmet Podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with the Unearned Helmet Podcast. Aaron Spiggs, Dwayne Fleming, Myers approved. Now, before we jump into this Saturday's game, the Kings will be playing the Lincoln Way Patriots either the February 5th or February 12th at Tulane Stadium. Now, before all that, you guys will be playing the Cincinnati 82 Chargers this Saturday, Victory Stadium, 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10. It's for the Midwest Bowl Series, the AAA National Championship. Now, fire to you. What does it mean, the chance to win another ring?
Man, to me personally, it means the world to me, man, because I've pretty much been overlooked my whole life, I feel like. I feel like I've always had game, but the high school I went to, you know, I didn't really fall in with the politics that they had going on, so I kind of fell to the wayside. Didn't even graduate with much stats. Went to colleges, tried to walk on at Nichols State. I even tried to go to a JUCO and walk on. They gave me the runaround, told me they only accepted SEC caliber players as walk-ons. So I'm like, you know what? I'm a go and show people that I could ball without anybody deciding if I could ball for me, you know. And the opportunity to win a ring, man, that mean the world to me, you know, to win another one, to be able to participate myself and really have something to do with it. Because I've won two state championships at the high school I went to, at Lutcher High School. But I had nothing to do with it. I sat on the sideline. I watch other guys do it, you know. And to really have like an opportunity to really put a foot forward and to have my hands on this thing, man, it feel great, bro.
Now, Dwayne, to you, what does it mean to win this or attempt to win it at home, Victory Stadium in New Orleans?
Oh, man, it's going to be – I mean, for me, personally, honestly, like, this game means a lot. Like, I'm looking forward to it. And, man, I'm going to say some things on here. I don't want to get in trouble for it, but it means a lot for me, man, as well. And I'm hoping we take home the trophy. I'm going to say that, and I'm going to leave that right there.
There you go. Now, Maya, what have you seen about the Cincinnati 82 Chargers? What is it about them that stands out most?
They look like they've played together for a long time. They look like they're real, they're used to each other, like they're real fine with each other. So it's going to be interesting to go against them and see how they rock out against us.
Now, same question to you, Dwayne. What have you seen about the 82 Chargers that kind of get you interested in playing them?
I mean, they style. Like, if you watch them on film, you notice right away they got a lot of size. But, I mean, I've been in the jungle for a long time. Size don't really do too much if you can't back it up. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just looking forward to seeing what they really bring. You know, you can only see so much on film. And film don't always tell a story, you know, because the other team that they play on film, you know, they didn't look too good. So I just want to see how they gonna, you know, what they gonna bring when they come down here. They really come to the jungle for real, for real.
Now, Meyer, to you, you've been playing for a while. When do you think that you'll hang it up?
Well, probably no time soon, man. I just gave birth to my baby boy.
Congrats.
A year ago. He just had a year in December. Thank you, man. And that turns me up a notch, you know. Like I had a little girl about 3 years ago, but having my little boy and I, you know, having him to be able to watch me play, I mean, I feel like I'm starting all over again almost, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a rookie again. So I got a long time, man. I may be looking at the Brady or LeBron career, man.
See. Now, Dwayne, same question to you. How much longer do you think that you'll be out there?
I mean, for me, I've been contemplating retirement actually this past year. But like Maya said, man, I don't know. This year, it just did something to me. Like it just woke me up again. Like I feel young again. Like I fell in love with the game. So I can't really put a timetable on it either, honestly.
Now, Maya, what does it mean playing in New Orleans? Like, what do people miss about or not understand about playing that city?
The competitiveness, man. Like, you know, I'm not necessarily from the city. I'm from the outskirts. But when I joined this team, you know, I've been playing with a bunch of guys from the city and stuff. And, man, like, that's something that I noticed right off the bat. I mean, like, when I first got to the team, the first year I got to the team, I mean, I got in fights with, like, three of our defensive backs. I mean, it was the competitiveness, you know. It's like, you know, I wasn't going back down. It wasn't backing down either. Man, I love it. You know, like, it's the competitiveness, bro. I don't even have another word for it. That's really what stands out the most to me.
Now, Dwayne, to you, when you look at playing in the city, like I mentioned to Maya, what is it about that makes New Orleans special?
Man, for me personally, it's the trenches for real. Like, it's different. Like, 90% of us, I can say, really came from nothing. You feel me? Like, we had to make a way. Like, I know for me, for sure, I had to make a way. You feel me? Like, I wasn't blessed to have my dad, you know. I was raised with a single mom, so it football allows me to bring out the monster. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it allows me to unleash everything that I have built up inside. I get to, you know, and that's what I just love about being in New Orleans and playing for the Crescent City Kings and playing for Animal. Like, you can't play for any other, like, listen to his name, Animal. You don't want to play for a coach named Animal? He gonna let you
be an animal.
You feel me? Like, and I've been missing for a while. I could say, like, if I would have came over a long time ago, we could have did something very special. But you know, that's what I like about being from the city and just playing for Animal or the Kings.
Now, Maya, to you, a question about Coach Washington. What is the one thing or the one thing he will say during a practice that you know you're about to be in for some long running?
Oh man, he just—he gonna let you know. Yeah. Everybody to the 50.
Right.
You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You might as well just go to the 50. Make sure your cleats tied.
Right, man. We run.
You got 15 minutes. You ain't got no amount. Keep going. I don't care if you get 1,000 in 15 minutes. You got 15 minutes. Run.
Dwayne, who's the toughest guy on the team? The one guy.
Me.
You can't say yourself. Like, it, not you. Anyone else. Who's the toughest guy you like? The one person you don't want to mess with.
The one person I don't want to mess with?
Mm-hmm.
Big Trish, man. Big Trish. Big Trish get a hold of you. It's over with.
Maya, same question to you. Who's the one person on the team that you're not trying to mess with?
I would say QB1, bro. Dyron, man. Not really one to play with.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Really not with the antics.
People forget Jairo's a big dude. Like, folks don't really understand that because, you know, film is kind of, you know, but he's not small.
You know, a lot of people like to do the light skin thing to us, bro, but, man, he ain't one of them, you know?
Right. For sure.
Looking at our schedule down the road, what's the one game you're looking for the most, Dwayne?
I'm about to say the
Which game you come forward to most, Dwayne?
Let me look over the schedule real quick.
All right.
The
round pig.
Really?
Round pig. I feel as though New Orleans is already small, right? And it's like we competing amongst each other. So now I'm like, I took it upon myself, and this is how I feel personally and mentally in my mind. I'm trying to annihilate them and just get rid of what they got going on, honestly, like. That's my thing. Like, it's too many. Like, it's time for us to take this thing to the next level. You feel what I mean? And we trying to, all the little people, all the peasants, we getting rid of them. Like, how they feel about it really don't matter. But that's what I'm looking forward to playing for sure, for sure. It's more personal with me than anything.
Now, Maya, same question to you. What team are you looking forward to playing most?
Honestly, I'm looking forward to playing Pike County, man, the Titans.
But we owe them.
Last year they beat us. This season, man, I really want to get my get back, bro. And I know some of them guys, you know. Like, I had stayed out there in the Macomb area for a little bit because I went to JUCO at Southwest. So I know some of them guys. And I want they know what it's hitting for over here. I want to get my get back.
Now, last question, Dwayne. What is your pregame meal for this Saturday? What are you gonna eat before the game starts?
Oh, what I'm gonna eat, and I'm gonna keep it nice and light. I might have a smoothie and some salmon in a salad. You know, something light. I don't really eat too heavy before the game.
Maya, how about you?
I keep it real light. You know, I might eat some fruits. That's about it. You know, stay hydrated. Bunch of water.
And number one, that now the Kings will play the Cincinnati AC Chargers this Saturday night, Victory Stadium, 7:00. Tickets are $10. Maya, Dwayne, thank you for joining us on this episode of the Under the Helmet Podcast.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Anytime. This has been another episode of the Under the Helmet Podcast. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other.